You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and this morning we are talking trash with Terry Gellenbeck, the Solid Waste Administrative Analyst for City of Phoenix. And I have a problem at the Romero House.
Okay, let's go for it.
We throw a lot of parties. Okay. So we buy a lot of little helium balloon fill-up containers that look like mini propane tanks.
Right. They're pink.
They're pink.
Yeah.
I have more of them than I possibly know what to do with because I am stumped. I don't know what to do with them, and nobody I can find will take them. And you call the companies in the stores that sell them, and they can't even tell you what to do with them.
We have been getting a lot of those over the last several years because it's a lot easier to buy the helium tanks now in various stores and things. The key to that tank is that you take that valve off and make sure that it's empty.
Okay.
And it's not pressurized anymore. And what's left, that metal, is actually very valuable. Now, that could go to all kinds of tanks. We get those tanks and we get the Freon. Some people still do Freon tanks for the air conditioners like you mentioned and things like that. And like I said, the key is to take that valve off. Now, there's also another kind, the propane tanks.
That was my question.
Okay.
And they date those.
And yeah, if it's over 12 years old, they won't refill it for you.
No, and usually they take it from you. Or, I have one too. I have that issue as well.
So that's pretty easy. They take it. But that's always what I wonder. What do you do with it after that?
Well, again, they have to evacuate it. They take all of the gas that's in there, the propane that's in there, and they take that valve off. And the metal that's left is very valuable. Actually, you can recycle that. In terms of, we're okay with the helium tanks, but the propane, because it can explode and some of these other things, only if you take that valve off would we take. But we'd say take it back to wherever you refill it and those kinds of things, or one of those hazardous waste events again and take it there.
We've talked about paint. We've talked about batteries. We've talked about tires. You know, there's still a whole bunch of more categories. There's appliances.
Yes.
There's electronic equipment.
Yes.
Mattresses.
And mattresses.
Mattresses.
Yeah.
You know, all things that need to be dealt with. Romy, we've had someone waiting on hold. Let's take
here's
them.
Here's another one we haven't talked about. Okay. Joel calling in Flagstaff on our CAF affiliate.
Okay.
Wants to know about Styrofoam. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so one of the question I've got is I'm always wondering about the Styrofoam cups, you know, because they have the recycle symbol on the bottom of them. But, you know, in the old days, nobody used to take those. You know, the curbside recycling never used to take those. Has that changed?
That hasn't changed in the city of Phoenix. We do not take polystyrene foam. Now, that symbol that he's talking about, there's a recycling symbol with numbers in them. And on the bottom of the polystyrene foam cup is a 6. But your solo cup, that's also a 6. It's the same plastic without the gases injected into it. Now, we'll take the hard type of it, but we don't want the ones with the gases injected. Why is that? One is very hard to sort out. And from all the rest of the stuff, sticks to everything, peanuts, all that kind of stuff. But
see, these are things you need to know.
Yeah.
Where else at Rosie on the House did you learn that peanuts stick to styrofoam cups and recycle?
So the other is that when they recycle the foam, because it is technically it can happen, but you need one, a lot of it. And the way we collect our materials in the Phoenix area is it gets too dirty and they don't want it. Now, in construction, there is a company here that's taking them and taking foam and putting it into blocks for its insulative value and changing it. But they only want like packaging, like a stereo would come in and things like that. It's very clean. It's very easy to use. For the cup, like he's mentioning, I don't really know of too many people that do it. There's some little programs that are out there. I know a few schools that do it for their trays.
Interesting.
And they got a machine that heats it up, and then they mold it into like planters and things like that. That's very expensive to do. That for the caller, one, I would call Flagstaff to make sure, see what's going on up there, because I'm not aware of everything up there. But I would not use styrofoam.
They would, and that's a... A there's community there's, there you is. Would expect a lot of solo cups to be collected from.
Yeah, they could
college party town.
Party town, and that it's cold up there, and it needs to be hot. It's a miracle type product, and it has its place. But if you find an alternative, reconsider what you're doing and use something else. a reusable mug.
Use those reusable
just like you got right here.
Travel mugs. That's
exactly.
That's the other thing that's particularly disheartening to start finding out, you know, this whole bottled water industry that has sprung up over the last 20 years, the amount of those bottles that end up in a landfill is absolutely a sin.
Incredible.
I have heard statistics as low as 1%. Of those end up recycled.
I've heard a little higher than that.
I hope it is.
And the fact that we're so convenient in what we do, but there's so many of them, just like you said.
And there's that big floating plastic barge, right, the size of the state of Texas in the oceans, plastic bottles, apparently. I mean, I've seen pictures, but I haven't witnessed it personally. But whether it was true or not, 3 years ago, I bought 4 of these stainless steel containers. I haven't had a plastic bottle sense?
It's what's called a canteen. I mean, it's nothing really new. This whole thing with the airplane, that tragedy in the Indian Ocean, but you're hearing about, they thought this was a piece, and it's all this garbage that's floating around in the oceans, and plastics is one of them that floats, and it will float in their bags and cups and those types of things. So, yeah, if you can reconsider and reuse something, get an alternative. Don't use it in the first place.
Terry Gellenbeck from the City of Phoenix, the Solid Waste Administrative Analysis. We appreciate you joining us today and educating the Arizona homeowners statewide about being a little bit smarter.
Yes.
And again, the 5 R's.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, reconsider, and then reimagine Phoenix. That's our initiative that we're having, and that's just reimagining a more sustainable, cleaner Phoenix.
Okay, folks, we hope y'all can take this all to heart. We are going to be doing the Rosy Tour of Trash here within the next couple of weeks. We announced it last week. It's full. We can't accommodate anybody else. So thanks for your...
And you're from the City of Phoenix, but this applies to everything.
That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
We have recyclevrp.com, and that takes you all the other cities in the valley.
All right, folks, we would hope that y'all would have a very blessed Easter weekend, a great Earth Week, and join us again here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. sharp. We'll be here. Until